I'm Dan Klefstad. Most Illinoisans want their lawmakers to make dealing with climate change a priority. The latest results of a poll from NPR Illinois and U of I Springfield show 44% of registered voters want it to be given a high priority, while 41% said it should be of some priority. Researchers say those numbers are in line with national polls. Andrea McJimsey is with the advocacy group Environment America.
The voice of the scientists is really starting to come through loud and clear. And I think, again, it's because, you know, we used to think that this issue was going to happen in the future to our children and to our grandchildren, but we're seeing the impact today.
McJimsey says misinformation about climate change continues to make its way to the public, but people across the country view the issue with some urgency. That even goes for Republican voters, where 71% favor at least some climate priority. In other news, a grand jury is issuing more subpoenas in the criminal investigation of the Quincy Legionnaires crisis, but the Illinois Attorney General wants to keep them secret. Tony Arnold has more.
WBEZ has learned the subpoenas went to two government agencies, one to the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, which manages the home in Quincy, the other to the Adams County Health Department. Subpoenas are public documents, but in this case, Attorney General Raul asked a judge to keep them secret because releasing them would, quote, greatly impede the investigation. 14 deaths have been linked to the Legionnaires' disease outbreaks at the Quincy Veterans Home. No one's been charged with a crime. The Illinois Department of Public Health was also subpoenaed for documents relating to a botched water system repair that may have caused the initial outbreak. I'm Tony Arnold.
The estate of the 5-year-old Northern Illinois boy who was beaten to death this year filed a lawsuit against DCFS worker Carlos Acosta and his supervisor, Andrew R. Polovin. The federal suit asserts Acosta and Polovin either didn't investigate allegations that A.J. Friend had been abused or found such allegations unfounded despite concerns about the boy raised by police and others. In April, AJ's body was found buried near his family's Crystal Lake home. His parents, Andrew Friend and Joanne Cunningham, were charged with first-degree murder in his death. Acosta did not immediately respond to a request for comment, and no listed phone number could be found for Polovin. DCFS is not named as a defendant in the suit. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Two open houses this month are taking a closer look at the recently released recreation fee proposal for the Shawnee National Forest. The forest's Laura Lecker says the fee proposal was announced last August because recreation funding has declined over the last decade.
We have a buildup of what we call deferred maintenance, and that's exactly what it sounds like. It's a maintenance need. Something needs to happen just, you know, for general taking care of a facility, but we can't afford to do it this year, so we put it off. And the more you put stuff off, the more expensive it gets and the more it builds up. And we're starting to face more issues like that.
The proposal would implement new day use fees of $5 per vehicle at 6 different recreation sites within the forest. A $30 annual pass option is also proposed. A proposal includes increasing the overnight camping fee to pay for electricity at Pine Ridge Campground in Pounds Hollow Recreational Area. That would go to $15 per campsite. The first open house is at the Carbondale Civic Center on Monday and runs from 6 to 8 p.m. The second will be at Shawnee Community College at the Anna Extension Center. That's October 30th from 4:30 to 6:30. The public comments are being taken through December 6th. The Frontier Independent Professional Baseball League is joining forces with the Can-Am League. That'll start next season. Members of the Frontier League, including the Southern Illinois Miners, and the new teams from the Can-Am League will make up a 14-team circuit. I'm Jennifer Fuller.